Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's Mike Shope.
It's nothing you did.
It's not you, it's me.
It's not you, it's you, but you didn't cross me.
And the Bulldog.
Why did I choose? Why did I just stay in school?
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Here's week two in the NFL, all the action Sunday summed up. Very succinctly, everybody's hurt. That's the report. Everybody's hurt. What I do, this will not surprise you. Maybe you even already know. I flatter myself to think you would. I have my TV on. I have my computer on, and I have my phone. They're all tracking all the results. I'm watching one game, usually. I don't need to have multiple games on, but that's the scene at the Land of Hopes and Dreams. That's how we've got it. And constant notifications. Oh, Justin Jefferson is injured. You know, Jefferson. Oh, I mean, just Cooper Kupp.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the first round of your fantasy draft was hurt yesterday, or much of it. And, you know, we press on. That's the NFL.
Next man up.
The Rams are down bad. Nacua, Kupp, this John Johnson. I mean, they're going to be really scrambling.
They lost a couple of starting linemen last week, too.
Right, their whole line.
They're just a mess, yeah.
They're going to be scrambling at receiver, and it's the Rams. I mean, this is, come on, you want it to hum. But now it's kind of just guys who've never done much in the league. Because right. Kupp will probably be out a few weeks, walking boot. And Nacua is maybe half the season, at least.
Right, he's already on IR, so it's at least four games, but longer probably, yeah. So yeah,
they'll all come back right when the Bills play them in December. They'll all be back,
right.
But their season could be shot by then.
Yeah,
the Rams
very well
0-2.
Yep.
Now they have San Francisco this week. That ought to be fun. Here's Eric next. Hello, Eric.
Hi, how's it going?
Great, Eric. Thank you for calling us.
I just wanted to call comments we made about James Cook earlier. I don't think I could disagree with you guys anymore. Saying that he's a good but not great running back, I would bet that by the end of this year, he will be a top five running back in the league.
By what measure? Like all pro stats?
He'll be an all pro. Maybe even first team on the AFC side. We have not had a running back take off more of a load from Josh Allen than we had with James Cook. I mean, Joe Brady saw it when he took over.
Well, it doesn't make him first-team All-Pro, though, Eric. I mean, that would be a huge leap.
I mean, what's he averaging right now? 4 or 5 yards a carry?
That's not even that good. I'm not sure what the number is, but it's okay. I mean, yeah, four yards per carry doesn't make you first team all pro.
He's right at 5 yards a carry, actually.
Or even five.
Or whatever. But yeah.
Great. That's not just okay. You're getting 5 yards a carry, you're never reaching third down.
Well, Achane was 8 last year. He's also in the AFC. So, you know, just keep the competition in mind for such a lofty. Yeah, I don't know if you care, but.
He doesn't get the same load. They have more of a running back by committee than we do. We put a lot more emphasis on James Cook.
Okay. Well, thanks. I mean, I don't think he's great. I think, like, everything I just said that you took offense to. I don't know. Did you say the same things I said? I don't know if you did.
I said I like him more than you. I like him. I think he's better than fine. He was in the top half of you know, backs in the league last year, production-wise. He had an excellent season, I think. I also don't think he's on the path to All-Pro. And the idea that he's going to become a workhorse here. He's got 30 carries through two games in which they've run it like crazy. Now,
exactly.
Now, that should be said, you know, you've said all along, since Thursday night, I mean, they only ran 45 plays in the game. So it's not like, you know, they had a 70-play game there to build off of. But I think even so, like Thurman Thomas, all pro, workhorse, take the load off. I just don't think that is in the cards. I think he's their lead back. He's their number one back. He will lead them in rushing. I think he will lead them in receiving for running backs on the team. But he's going to be complimented. They are not the days of a number one guy, especially a guy that is his size. It just doesn't exist. He's not that guy, I don't think. I think we'll see how Davis and Ty Johnson sort of divvy that up and how the Bills see fit to do that. Maybe it'll be matchup specific. We'll see. But I would not assume at all that he is going to like become Derrick Henry or something. I mean, that doesn't make sense for this team, I don't think. But I think he's been very good. I'm already bracing for, this is year three now, right? So next year's the walk year of his contract. And so if he has a similar year to last year, we are going to be arguing a lot about what to do about that.
I don't know. I mean, we've just heard from two fans, right? It's always Thurman now it's all Breece Hall, Jonathan Taylor, Dobbins, a great start, Henry's career. I mean, there's 10 other guys maybe, or at least a couple other guys, maybe not 10, that would outrank James Cook. Just, it's two different things at least. One is, like the caller put it one way, taking the load from Josh Allen. Well, right. I guess you would have to say that's kind of his responsibility. That's what the running back of the Bills would be doing. And it doesn't necessarily say much about his quality, you know, for him to be doing just that. I'm not saying he's bad by that either. He's the Bills' number one guy. So, you know, he's at least decent. I think he's better than that. But I don't think there's anything elite about him. So if you're going to come at me with all pro, I mean, come on. I don't even think it's, you know, realistic at all. But maybe I've always, I admit it. And, you know, you're listening to us now. I've always sort of recognized that I think I've been lower on him than most, or at least fans. I mean, fans, it's go Bills, so it might be biased. So I admit that. If you are listening and think that, you know, this bothers you, maybe it bothered this last guy, you know, let us know. Let's hear it. Because he's good enough. Like I said, it's two things. The rest of it is, it's not even necessarily so much about how talented the player is. You know, don't make mistakes. That's fumbles, drops, missed blocking assignments, things like, don't get us beat. So the player gets to a certain level where he's reliable enough that he's going to get the work. Cook is not big enough to get all the work. Like, he's not going to be somebody like that, as we keep saying, and that is also something that goes into numbers and, mm-hmm. you know, comparing these guys at the end of the season. Interestingly, by the way, Breece Hall yesterday split time with their rookie, Braylon Allen, somebody we talked about a little bit pre-draft, and he did great. I mean, he scored twice even, maybe, Braylon Allen in
Allen
that game?
Did, yeah.
Yeah, he had a couple of
I know Hall
great
had a
runs.
Really nice touchdown reception. Like, yes. Like for a running back, I would say a great touchdown reception. Like, it was not at all like a gift. I mean, he had to go up and make a play.
Super good.
Yeah.
So I don't think there's really much to figure out about Cook. I mean, I don't think the ceiling is as high as Eric does. I don't mean Eric Wood. I mean the caller just now. But it doesn't bother me that he is who they've got at that position, because I think he's good enough to do what they need from their running back. And one other thing, so far this year, they have given him the ball inside the five. Like, he has two rushing touchdowns already. That was his total last year. Two.
Right.
For the season.
And at least one of them on Thursday was from the goal line. It was first and goal at the one, and they just gave him the ball. That was after the great throw to Ty Johnson. The other one, obviously, was not in there. That was a 49-yarder where he, yes, ran away from someone, but it was Jordan Poyer. You know, that might be, he made the play. He did it. What I think of him, I also don't think he's top shelf. I don't care. He's good enough. He's absolutely good enough. He's probably better than that. He had a very good year last year. But I don't expect him to run away from people. In fact, he gets into the open field on that play, the 49-yarder. I see a guy with an angle, and I assume he's going to get caught. But then it's Jordan Poyer. Like, okay, well, you can run away from Jordan Poyer. Good. I'm glad you can do that. I don't know how many other DBs in the league he's running away from. But it's fine. He had the right guy at the right spot.
Give him credit. All right, thanks, Eric. Here's Tim next. Hi, Tim.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man.
Good. Appreciate you taking the call. I just want to kind of chime in on the conversation about James Cook. Obviously, Cook has not, in my opinion, proven to be All-Pro just yet. But don't you think the criteria is going to have to change because the game has changed, where it can't just be about a 1,400-yard rusher, because you really don't see featured backs, as you pointed out. Unless you catch Derrick Henry in his prime or Nick Chubb from Cleveland, very few teams are having a featured back. So the criteria probably will have to get modified, because now it's about versatility. And so I don't think Cook is there yet, but the way he's playing, I believe that the way the league is going, where, you know, these running backs like Saquon Barkley, they can't really get big money anymore because they're deemed expendable. So I would believe that criteria might change, where it won't just be based on average. It may be based on yards from scrimmage as it relates to receiving and rushing. And also, real quick, and this is a bit of a dig at Diggs, and he wanted to get out of Buffalo so bad. And so far, as I said, he puts himself on a pedestal, but his numbers have been very pedestrian. And if he had stayed here, perhaps he might still be number one. But the Bills have parted ways with him and his diva-like ways, only to go to Houston, where so far he has probably 70 yards in two games. And he's pretty much become a possession receiver. And so, again, I don't want to spend most of my season talking about this. I thought that was an interesting thing, that so far his role, considering how much he bellyached and babied about not getting the ball, and he went in this to Nico Collins show. Just want to get your thoughts on that.
Okay.
It's a long year, is what I would say to that. But, yeah, it's stark. I mean, he's the third option, and it looks like it on that team right now.
He's got to be the second, you know? Like, Dell isn't getting passes. They're using him. Last night, they handed the ball to him a couple times. Like, Diggs is second on the Texans so far and all the stuff. But Collins might just be awesome. He looks awesome. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like Diggs went to the perfect situation that they had. I like Dell a lot, too. Like, those two guys are so good that he doesn't have to be. You know, you were sort of conflating, like, well, he must be somebody that he must be one note, that he has to get the ball all the time or else he's going to be miserable and not worth it. And I don't know that that's true. Like, if they're winning, and he even is, if he is the third option for the Texans, does there have to be a problem there? I mean, I think just get me somewhere else. And he might have a more modest outlook on what his expectation should be.
I would at least, I mean, I don't have any problem with the way the caller described it ending here. He clearly wanted to get out of here. He's kind of made that known now since he's, you know, in a safe space far away that he really did want to get out of here and sort of push the Bills. And so they did it. You know, and so his reputation precedes him, and we are all over here waiting for it to blow up. I'll wait until there's at least some evidence of him being upset about anything. They're 2-0. He caught 2 touchdowns in week one. Yes, he's not getting volume, but he did matter for them in week one, in a close game that they won. So I don't know. I'm not just going to assume here in year one that there's going to be a problem there. Although, you know, You maybe should have your antenna up. He is only on a 1-year deal. It's not like he got like a big cozy parachute when he landed there. I am assuming by his choice, they tore up the deal. He's on a 1-year deal. So he hits the market. There'll be a point here where he's going to probably at some point want numbers, right, to validate his season and get him one more big contract out there in free agency next year, either from Houston or some other team. And you got to have some kind of numbers to do that. You can't just, on the heels of your reputation being damaged, both by your attitude or ability to get along and by what the back half of last season looked like. If he has a very modest numbers year, that could be bad for him in free agency. Teams might be scared at his age that he can still do what he does that made him so excellent to begin with.
That's right. He at 30 or 31 by that point, there's a cap on how well he should do anyway in free agency. You know, like
yeah.
3 years, but nothing earth-shattering for a guy that age, even if he impresses this year. So, hey, I like that we still have our eye on him. 2-0.
Yep.
Xavier Worthy, where was he? I just have to ask. Yesterday, you might have started him over Marvin Harrison Jr. potentially in a fantasy league and been frustrated. The Texans, the Chiefs, both 2-0. A couple of guys were keeping track of.
The Harrison thing you could see coming a mile away. Didn't we? You asked me, I don't know, was it on the air or off? I know you asked me about
Harrison versus Worthy.
I think it was on the air. Okay, it was on the air. That's right. And I said Harrison. Like, they're going to feed the slowest miles per hour speed for all these routes. Totally invisible in the Buffalo game, except for the play where he was wide open at the end that could have won them the game. The ball didn't get there.
Where he's invisible to Murray.
Invisible to Murray. Maybe thanks to Cam Lewis or Jamarcus Ingram, whoever it was that jumped. I think it was Lewis. Anyway, let's see if we can't make this fourth overall pick look like, well, the fourth overall pick and the son of an all-time great NFL wide receiver. So they fed him and it worked. Go figure.
Hey, thanks, Tim. Back to All-Pro. I was thinking this with the first caller who was talking about, he threw that out for James Cook, but I didn't say it. I don't think they have All-Pro by conference anyway. Like, the Pro Bowl would be that point.
Right.
And if anybody thinks the Pro Bowl and All-Pro are the same thing, maybe Eric, the caller, did, James Cook making the Pro Bowl is not unrealistic at all. It's just not the same thing. Last year, the AP All-Pro team was Christian McCaffrey and Kyren Williams, first and second running backs. And, you know, Tim brought up versatility. That's true. I mean, it's not just totals. That's definitely right. But, like, there are running backs in the league, like McCaffrey last year, at an elite level, like the highest, absolute highest level, who give you both. They're constantly on the field. They are great running backs, and they catch the ball like crazy.
Right.
McCaffrey's replacement this year, Jordan Mason, has been impressive. You may have seen him against the Jets when McCaffrey was announced late that he wouldn't play, and he looks like a hard runner, but they don't throw the ball to him. Like, that has not happened at all yet with Mason, whereas McCaffrey is somebody, you mentioned Breece Hall, same. That, interesting, like the Braylon Allen point, where he didn't get all the work yesterday. That's kind of one reason you like Breece Hall. Tonight, Bijan. You know, guy like, does he get all the work? That's something where, like, there are guys above Cook's level in the lead in, by pretty much every box. The workload, the offense is good enough, the talent, all those things.
Yeah, and I think, you know, to further the candidacy, if you're interested in James Cook being an all-pro running back, I would just simply say he's going to need to catch, I don't know, 25 to 40% more balls. He had like 40 some catches last year. Usage wise, like, the Bills like to, since Brady's taken over, Thursday night was not the first time they designed a passing play for James Cook. We've seen it numerous times already, but it's like one a game kind of thing. He's not, their offense, their passing offense does not revolve around getting the ball to him the way, say, San Francisco. I mean, they've got other guys too, but McCaffrey catches a lot of passes. And I think you have to have that piece in order in this era now to be the all-pro running back. I think you're going to have to score a million touchdowns like Williams did or whatever it is. And I just don't think it's going to – I don't think all that's going to be there. I think he's very good. That's it, I think.
And that's probably good enough.
Yeah, definitely. Like, I don't need to get better there. Again, I think the conversation – not that this isn't good now – but eventually will turn to, you know, oh, he had 1,100 yards and he caught 50 passes and scored, maybe scores a half a dozen touchdowns or more this year off of only two rushing touchdowns last year. What are we doing with him? You know, like, what's the going rate for that guy going into a contract year? It's probably not going to be that palatable to people who don't want to pay running back second contracts, I can tell you that.
My hand is up. It's not really. I know. You're sitting here right next to me. You can see that my hand is literally not up. I will say, you know, there'll be stuff about, there always is with these things, like intangibles and reliability. Your Sal will say, you know, the guy they're familiar with has a leg up over anybody mm-hmm. from the outside. That, of course, would be true. But I can't imagine a season where I'm going to want to sign for that.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Like a new contract for him.
Right.
If there's a season like the callers are talking about here that he just goes through the roof and he is an all-pro, that kind of thing, I still probably won't want to do it. Barkley, go on forever on running backs. And Tim, I think the caller mentioned the top running backs hitting the market and not getting paid. They kind of did.
This year that changed.
Last year was
a bigger year. You had holdouts, Jacobs and Taylor going into the owner's bus trying to get things sorted out. Eventually, he did get paid. Taylor did. The guys in free agency this year, Barkley, Jacob, they got better deals than this time a year ago, which could have been a sign that passing was going to be down. Like, teams might have been recognizing that. So, I don't know. The Bills right now here – sorry, I'm already – you know how I'm setting the table for conversations we're going to be having next spring? You know, the Bills, they don't have a wide receiver they're paying, right? They're paying their quarterback. We know that. But, you know, Cook, the appetite to pay someone else on offense might be there for them.
Uh-oh. Why did you have to do all that? Week three.
Pre-planning.
Not even week three. Week two. We're still in week two.
That's right. For a few more
hours. Was I this way about Dawson Knox 3 years ago? Look, guys, it's only week two, but just brace yourself. They're going to pay him. I'm warning you. 803-0550 is the number. The, quote, Sabres are playing the, quote, Penguins at the Prospects Challenge downtown. The game started about 20 minutes ago. The Sabres are winning 2-0 in this game against the Prospect Penguins. So you wouldn't see Sidney Crosby, even though he did re-sign. You would not see him on the ice at this thing, but still fun. And if you want to listen to Paul Hamilton and that broadcast, that is at the Bet 1520 going on right now. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, here at 803-0550. Football Monday continues next. This is WGR.
Trevor, how stunned are you by the offensive performance in the last six quarters?
Yeah, I mean, we suck right now, so I don't pretty shocked. You know, obviously, we had a great offseason, great training camp, and we got to figure it out.
In week three, a week from tonight, the Bills will face that man, Trevor Lawrence, whose Jaguars are 0-2, losing yesterday to Cleveland. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. Lawrence is 2-0 against the Bills in his career, the classic in Jacksonville back in 21-9-6 that I missed. Not here. It was my birthday, and I was in Hawaii for that game, which was good for one reason, because it started at 8 in the morning.
Yeah, you won the day there. Yeah.
It was over at 11. Yeah. Let's go. And the other would be last year in London, Lawrence. Travis Etienne was really the story of that game, the London game, and the Bills' injuries. But in terms of the Jacksonville offense, Etienne... There's another guy for your Pro Bowl, All-Pro stuff in the AFC. Not off to a great start. Well, the first game, I mean, they're going to beat Miami probably if he goes one more foot before fumbling. I don't know his day from yesterday. I don't have a lot of ETN. They had Tank Bigsby, who had a really rough rookie year. And in the Miami game, he caught into ETN, and he was impressive, apparently. But then he was hurt, maybe even on a kickoff yesterday, and did not have a game at all against the Browns. Jaguars are off to a bad start, but they're not the Rams. 0-2, destroyed by the Cardinals. That's something you never want to have said about you.
No.
Destroyed by the Cardinals.
No. Getting taken apart by the Arizona Cardinals is tough.
You don't want to have that.
Tough look. Yeah.
They lost Puka Nacua, had the best rookie wide receiver season in history last year, out for multiple weeks with a knee injury, suffered the Sunday night game at Detroit. That was a good game. They came close to winning, but they lose in overtime, and now they're going to lose Cooper Kupp for several weeks as well, Sean McVay confirmed today. I don't know what the logistics might be. I haven't even looked yet. I just saw this. My friend Brad Stalder from Player Profiler tweeted, "Who says no, Matthew Stafford to Miami?" I mean, we don't know what the cost would be.
Yeah.
Could the Rams move Matthew Stafford at this point in this state? It's kind of logical, right?
It is logical. They'd have to. He'd have to agree to it. And I'm just going to say out of hand, knowing very little about. I know he's got a family. I'm just going to say he would not go for, like, fine, get me out of L.A. He went out there, won a Super Bowl. They've taken care of him, adjusted the contract. I can't imagine him being eager to just go. If he hadn't won yet, like if he doesn't win that first year with the Rams, then maybe it's more appealing to him. But he's already got his ring. Like, I don't know. I if I were him, I'd be like, yeah, you know, tough year yep. here, but yeah, you know, I'll be back.
You see that sometimes. The fact that he's won too, not somebody who's still chasing a right. first championship.
Yeah, because he has a look at, you know, a Hall of Fame career, and getting the championship was a key piece of that. I think the key piece of that. I mean, he was in sort of in jail in Detroit for a long time before they turned things around, traded him away. We all laughed about that trade. It's worked out pretty well for Detroit, as it turns out, at least so far anyway. They've paid Goff, but he got that ring, and I think that's the thing. Like, if he didn't have the ring, I could see him being open to it. And again, I'm just guessing. Like, if it were me, I'd be like, yeah, it's fine here. My wife likes it here. Family's happy. We won. I like my coach. I'm being paid. Fine.
The wife is big in that family. She seems to be in the news a lot.
I think so.
Kelly Stafford.
And it would be, you know, the wife would be big in any family with that kind of decision, I think. You know, if you have a healthy, you know, relationship, I think.
That's how it should be.
I don't think you would walk in the door and be like, I've decided we're going or I'm going to Florida.
Well, that just made my evening a little bit more complicated. You're saying that because that's the kind of thing I was, not exactly that, but I was planning to walk in the door tonight and announce my plans to move.
Well,
no, not at all. It didn't even work. How many active quarterbacks have started and won a Super Bowl? Stafford, Mahomes, Russell Wilson, Rodgers. Goff.
What? Started.
Well, they lost.
Started
Super Bowl, but they lost.
Yeah. Okay.
So four. Minshew? No.
I don't think yet. No.
There's one of, a couple of those Super Bowls I didn't watch.
Derek Carr? No.
Burrow lost.
One. Hurts lost.
Hurts lost. Purdy lost. It's four, right? Rodgers, Stafford, Wilson, and Mahomes.
You did just say Purdy, right? Yeah. So that's... Yeah, there's no more winners.
Flacco is a backup.
Right.
He would count.
Indianapolis. Yeah. But starting quarterbacks, you know, that's your list.
Short list.
That's right. Exclusive list. Got to get on that list.
Yes. Through two games, several very early candidates to join that list, including Josh Allen. Derek Carr.
I cannot believe what is going on with the Saints.
It looks legit.
Go
figure.
It's like 70-yard touchdowns and, like, you know, nobody can throw too deep and all this. Derek Carr, bang, double coverage. Don't care. I'm overthrowing the double coverage. He didn't over. He got it right to the receiver, right in stride, but past two guys.
Beautiful. Shaheed.
Yeah.
You know, I shouldn't be so staunch about this. It's possible that someone on an ESPN football talk show is going to tell you, he's going to make the point about the Saints with pre-snap motion and play action. The Saints have been, for years, the absolute worst at that stuff. The stuff that Daboll brought to Buffalo and suddenly the Bills offense took off. And a lot of people won't pay attention to that. And they'll figure out another narrative, which doesn't have to be wrong. Like Josh Allen happened. And that's not you know, irrelevant, to say the very least.
He might have made it without all the motion and the dressing, but still, it helps.
It helps. And the Saints have been just rock bottom. Seattle, too. Teams that really, are they online? You know, like, they just, why would you not avail yourself to that known advantage? Give your quarterback that little bit extra information to process before he takes the snap. Easy. There's no reason not to do it. But the Saints would never do it, the Seahawks. And both of those teams have new coordinators. The Saints, finally. And it's Kubiak. It's a Shanahan guy. So guess what? Guess what they're doing all the time for
motion
the first time ever.
And play action, and they've scored 90 points.
They've scored 91 points in two games. Like, no team has done that since 09 when New Orleans did it, actually. That is, I believe, literally true. 91 points in two games. And that is going to have a lot to do with it. Seattle is 2-0. They're not lighting it up. And in their first game, they were pretty run-oriented when they beat Denver. But not so much yesterday. Geno had a great stat line yesterday in the New England game. Over 300, I think. So anyway, there's no, that I know of, reason not to take advantage of those available edges. Mm-hmm. They cost nothing. There's no penalty for it. It's just there if you want it. And the Saints maybe have finally gotten there.
Not that we were exactly on a quest to make a complete list of these quarterbacks who have started and won, or even just started, but Garoppolo is someone who started a Super Bowl that didn't win, obviously, with the 49ers. Close! Just close. One more pass to Emmanuel Sanders. Maybe they would have had it.
And he was suspended.
He's suspended. He should be available starting now. It was 2 weeks.
And he's with the Rams?
He's on the Rams, yes. I brought him up last week as a Miami. So I think Armando suggested him as a Miami, as a connection to Mike McDaniel from San Francisco days. And so maybe that's someone, and I didn't even realize at the time when I saw that from Armando and I brought it up on the air that he was on the Rams. But yes, he is on the Rams.
Why shouldn't that happen? Dolphins, you know?
Yeah, right.
But they got a guy today.
They did.
Tyler Huntley.
Yep.
Who has started a postseason game?
Yes, he has.
Right? That
yes.
Cincinnati game yes. with the Ravens? 803-0550 is the number. How about the Ravens? 0-2. That's a bad loss. Up 10 points in the fourth against Vegas at home. How? I guess they lead the league in that over the last several years. There was a stat going around earlier that Baltimore has had the most. I mean, their winning percentage is great, but of their losses, I'd say too many of them have been in games like that.
The last Bills win there, last Bills game there one. Was one of those games.
Yep. They were up 20-0, I think, that day and lost 23-20.
Yep. Poyer.
Lines are open for your calls. The Sabres Prospect Challenge game with the Penguins, the final, the third of three, is continuing at the Bet 1520 at this hour. Started at 5 o'clock if you want that. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog back after this here on WGR. A lot of you, I'm sure, watch Chiefs-Bengals. Second straight nail-biter win by the Chiefs. The Baltimore game on opening night. Isaiah Worthy comes down a couple of inches out of bounds, and Kansas City wins.
Isaiah Likely.
I said Isaiah Worthy?
Yeah.
Is that a person?
Probably.
Six letters. Xavier Worthy.
Not a football player.
No excuse. Xavier Worthy. Two touchdowns in that game.
Right.
Then yesterday, the Bengals have it, right? I mean, they kind of had it. 4th and 16, pass interference, Butker, automatic, like seemingly all the kickers are this year from 51, and the Chiefs win again.
At least if you're a Bengals fan, you can, this doesn't do a lot for you, but plays like that are a lot more frustrating. The interference penalty is a lot more frustrating if you feel like it wasn't really needed. But I think that pass, as much as Mahomes had to kind of run around, it's desperation time, obviously. The game is on the line. They're losing at that point. I think that ball gets caught if that dude doesn't interfere with him. I mean, I guess he could, you know, if he'd have timed it better, he could have just played good defense and gotten there just in time to bat it away. But he got there early, and I think that really kept the pass from being complete. So, I mean, you know, it's not one of those where you just go like, dude, what were you doing?
No, it's not that. My reaction also was that should be a flag. I did hear an intelligent counterpoint, though, and Sam Monson is on board with this, that Rice is backing up, and the rule states that both players should have the same right to the path to the ball,
mm-hmm.
which in that case, the Bengals guy is, you know, taking a path to the ball and Rice isn't there, but they, you know, he gets there early. I don't know. It's close. I mean, I thought it was a penalty too, but, well, it was. I mean, there was a flag thrown, right. So that's the end of it.
Right.
Travis Kelce, 1-for-5. Very slow start to the season for Kelce. Lowest, I believe I've seen, average depth of target in the NFL. This is a league with Bo Nix in it and Bryce Young. It's Mahomes. 5.1 yards per attempt. Like, 6 is low. You want Allen in this? I mean, the Bills have not exactly been throwing the ball downfield constantly.
Yards. Oh, I've got I don't have yards.
8.8.
Oh, that's it. Okay. All right. Yeah.
8.8. Mahomes 5.1. If I'm looking at the same stat, which I hope I am. Who scores for you? I mean, no Kelce, 1-for-5. No, even Xavier Worthy, as Bulldog says, that's his name. 2 catches. No, Wanya Morris is the guy you should have started. Offensive lineman. The Chiefs always do that.
Get out of here, Chiefs.
Wanya Morris. Respect for the guy in one of my fantasy leagues who put Kelce and literally everyone else on his team on the trade block today. This guy's not messing around. I mean, it's week 2 only, but anything can happen here. I'm marking trade block on every one of my guys. Just, you know, let me know are you interested in any of my players? Because if you are, I'm here to help make something happen for you.
Now is the time to call.
Right. Now is the time to call.
Everything must go.
Just like on tilt before the second week of the season is even over. Yeah. Let's go. You know, you can. There are people. I'm not even saying he's wrong to do that. I do respect it. But even this early in the season, there will be people in your fantasy league that want to mix it up because they're 0-2 and they feel like they have a bad team. Oh. And there are guys that might be great deals. One is Olave, I think, with the Saints. Because he's not getting fat on their stats. They've scored 91 points. He had a great play yesterday that ended up just short of the goal line. Probably was a Kamara touchdown because they all were in that game. Mm-hmm. But, you know, somebody's got him and wonders where is the volume. But are they running all the routes? Are they on the field all the time? Kincaid, you know, he's running routes. He's on the field all the time. That's somebody, you know, maybe if it's Bills fans, no. But
yep.
You could maybe get. Because the owner is frustrated.
Well, speaking of fantasy, I only need... Let me see if I can tell you something. Carried in minus. I only need 128 points tonight from Hurts, Pitts, and Elliott, the kicker.
To tie you.
I mean, you're done. You can't do anything about it.
No, I can taunt.
So, yeah, we'll see how that goes for me. You like my chances? 128 points out of... Yeah, probably not. Holy cow.
What kind of game would that be?
What a...
Hurts runs for 3 and throws for 4. 400 yards, like a 50 burger.
Okay.
That gets you to within 78.
Yeah, right.
Pitts scores 5. It goes over 100. And Elliott kicks 7 field goals. No, that's still not enough. Yeah. I don't think that's enough.
And the field goals probably aren't that likely if Hurts is scoring all those touchdowns.
How many points is that for the Eagles? Like 90. The game ends 90-70. Not in this league anymore.
Hey, I mean, you know, it can happen.
Not in this league anymore. We'll see what we get from Cousins tonight, right?
Yeah.
Just really ugly week 1.
I'm really curious to see this game.
Me too.
I'm kind of curious to see what the Eagles look like without A.J. Brown, too.
Yes, Jalen Reagor perhaps becomes relevant. Got him from Washington in the offseason.
Johnny Wilson season.
Did I say Jalen Reagor? Jahan Dotson. I'm having a shocker over here today. Jahan Dotson.
Where's Reagor? He's on New England?
He was on New England and he might have been released. Oh. But yeah.
Anyway, yeah.
That was the Eagles draft pick.
Yeah, right.
When the Vikings took Jefferson.
Right. Dotson is the guy that sort of disappeared in Washington. Weird why they're trading him. But yeah, maybe tonight's an opportunity for him.
He was on the field in that game in Brazil, but did nothing. 803-0550 for your calls. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog. Football Monday continues next. This is WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. you get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.